You're welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. Y'all know it's another episode of that good stuff. Yeah, don't forget, light it up, y'all. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about the phrase me versus everybody, or me versus the world, or, you know what I mean, us versus the world. However, you know, the phrase fits for you to get this. You know what I'm saying? It's in all those categories, simply because, like, we born alone and we gonna die alone. But we don't gotta be alone on this earth. You know what I'm saying? While we going through trials and tribulations, we don't have to be versus the whole world. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong, we gotta fight for everybody's opinion on us, but do their opinions really fucking matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, do their opinions really matter? If they didn't, you know what I'm saying? They didn't throw themselves at us. You know what I'm saying? If we don't care about them, should their opinion care to us? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thin line between love and hate. But sometimes it can lead to the same place. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can love someone so much, you know what I'm saying, and they don't love you the same exact way that you hate them. That you feel like you against them. But they there with you. They was there with you. You're not against them yet. You know what I'm saying? We're not against everybody. You feel me? It's going to be people who don't like us just because they don't know us. So what? You know what I mean? So what? They don't know us. They opinion don't matter. You know whose opinion matters? Your opinion about yourself. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a me versus me thing before it's a me versus everybody thing. Right? Because our own opinions on how others view us sometimes, on how we view ourselves sometimes, how we want to be viewed, that can take a part. You know what I mean? That can take a big part in how we react and how we do things. Right? Because, like, it's parts of us who like, we all got pet peeves, right? We all got pet peeves, right? Things that get us. It could be the smallest thing, right? For me, I don't like pens being clicked open, right? Like, if the ball pen is out, put it back. Put it back, because next time somebody need to use a pen, this pen dried out. Yeah, that's because you left it out. You ain't put the cap back on it, you know? It's just a little thing. You know what I mean? It's just a little thing. After a while, once I started driving, pet peeve became people not using their turn signals. Once I realized I can use my turn signal every time, I'm like, shit, I can switch lanes and use my turn signal. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's not that I'm against everybody who don't use a turn signal. You know what I mean? I'm not against everybody who leave the pen clicked out. You feel me? We still could be together on a lot of things. So sometimes it's not us versus the world, or the world versus us. Sometimes it's just us surviving. You feel me? But I feel like it will always be a you versus you thing before it's a you versus the world. You know what I mean? Because half the people in the world don't even know who you are. More than half. You know what I'm saying? No matter how many followers you got, there's still people who haven't heard of you. They have no opinion on you whatsoever. Because they don't know who you are. Once they hear your name, they can give an opinion, but only on your name. They can't give an opinion on you, your lifestyle, or anything of those bases. You know what I'm saying? After a while, we gonna start to become one with the idea of, yo, we all on this rock together. Ain't nobody asked to be here. Ain't nobody asked to leave. So, like, let's just make it the fucking best. You feel me? Like, let's make it so good for everybody that it's just sunshine and rainbows. We don't even call it life anymore. We just call it sunshine and rainbows. You know what I'm saying? Because it's enough of everything for everybody to get exactly what they need. All the wants and shit, yeah, that comes with life. But what we need should be supplied to us. You know what I'm saying? We should give each other these things sometimes. You know what I mean? And we do. We do. It'd be several times where you see people giving out food, giving out clothes. You feel me? Like, I got a shirt. I got a shirt and the dirty clothes. And a guy gave it to me because he gives out homeless. He gives out clothes to the homeless. He makes clothes to give out to the homeless. That's fire. You know what I'm saying? That's fire. You feel me? And I'm gonna tag his name. You know what I'm saying? A description of this. I'm gonna tag their Instagram in the description of this. But like, yo, like, yeah, that's what we supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us have things we don't even use. And we want to sell them to get back what we got for them. You know what I'm saying? But it's to a point where we should just give it to people. You know what I'm saying? Because they need it. You know, we all know somebody who needs a better shirt. And you about to throw a shirt out. Give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Give it to your peoples. I ain't saying you always got to give to the homeless, but you know what I'm saying? You got people in your family, people in your circle, people on your social media who would love to receive things from you personally. You know what I mean? So give them something. Show them some love. You feel me? Because it ain't us versus them. They could be with us. But do we give them the opportunity to be with us? You know what I mean? Do we give them the standpoint of standing with us before we say, yo, you walk because I say walk. You jump because I say jump. You know what I mean? We should be like, yo, is you walking with me? Is you coming with me? Or are you going to stay here? You know what I'm saying? Is you coming with me or you going to go over there? Like, but is you coming with me? Are you coming with me? Has to be first. You know? Sometimes people don't want to ask to be in a circle. They just want to be welcome. They would rather be by themselves. And that's cool, but you don't have to be. There's so many of us out here. There's so many of us out here who feel so alone. Why should we have to feel alone every second of the day? Even when we're next to people. You know what I'm saying? Because even when we're next to people, you still are alone. Because you don't know them people. I'm on the bus standing next to people. I'm on the train standing next to people. I'm in the store standing next to people. I don't know them people. You know what I mean? I don't know them people. I mean, I'm not alone, but I don't know these people. I'm alone. Don't nobody know me. I'm here by myself. Everybody in groups. I'm here by myself. I'm alone. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not versus everybody. Nah, I'm here with everybody. You feel me? I'm here with everybody. So it's not you versus the world. You know what I'm saying? It's us versus the world. You know what I'm saying? And it can't be us versus the world if the world don't know about us. So it's us versus us. You know what I'm saying? Because we the only ones with the thoughts that people are against us. Or that we are against people. You know what I'm saying? Right. It can be redundant. It could feel real wicked at times. You know what I'm saying? It could feel real dark at times, but There's still some light there. There's still some light there. That's how you able to see. There's still some light there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if it's you versus somebody, it could just be a friendly competition. You know what I mean? It could be a friendly competition. But at the end of the day, we're not versus, though. Everybody got their own shit. It's them versus themselves. Because if we keep comparing ourselves to others, we ain't going to do nothing but fail, right? You know what I'm saying? On that note, y'all, you stay high. You feel me? I tune in to the next episode of the Hibachi 420 Podcast. Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts. You know what I mean? We out here. And hit me with that follow on Instagram @podcastman420. All right? Stay tuned, y'all.